Slideshow Season 20, Episode 65. Yep. 65 episodes, bro. You know, it's another day, another dollar, bro. It's nothing, bro. It's nothing. I'm trying to tell you people out there, it is nothing. Doing podcasts, that is, you know. I mean, this is like, this is second nature to me. Wired off coffee. Shocker. You know, the shocker surprise, wired off coffee. Mike Johnson, who is the disgraced Republican Speaker of the House, wants to send $95 billion to Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the guy. You know, on October 23rd, I believe that was around the time when, you know, Mike Johnson got introduced to the speak. You know, no one knew who he was, you know, and people just kind of went along with the whole Mike Johnson narrative. And, you know, I mean, I think, you know, I just think, like, people need to be free thinkers about shit. You know, Trump tweeted out, or True Social'd out, you know, he said, you know, MAGA Mike Johnson. That was one of the first things he said. You know, he endorsed Mike Johnson. Obviously, he endorses all these fucking idiots. Endorsed Ronnie McDaniel, endorsed fucking Kevin McCarthy. You know, I mean, this the reality is Trump is part of the elite. Whether people want to come to those terms or not, that's really something that you're going to have to fucking realize, bro. And, you know, like I've said a couple shows ago, you know, I think it's like the idea that we want to entertain in our minds that, oh yeah, Trump's not part of, you know, the people that want to fucking destroy America, and, you know, he's some sort of, like, separate entity, and he's going to be able to operate in his own way because he's Trump, and we love him, and MAGA this and MAGA that. No, that's absolutely wrong. It's absolutely wrong. You know, I mean, when we look at the sellout moves he's done, when we look at the pandering, the sellout moves, you know, he bent his knee on abortion, he's bent his knee on Bud Light, bent his knee on TikTok, he's throwing LGBTQ fundraisers, you know, his company, the Truth Social company, you know, he has like a whole company where they got like a stock market thing, which isn't really doing so hot right now. You know, it's DEI is part of that company. Now, there's people that are Jews that are, you know, kind of like intertwined in the founders of this company. And, you know, the reality is this is what we're talking about. You know, I mean, this is what we're talking about. And, you know, I just like, you know, as someone who is, you know, labels are stupid. You know, they really are, because, you know, this Israel-Palestine-Gaza thing has really shown me that, you know, I mean, we all need to, like, kind of just have our views. You know, my views are, you know, majority conservative. You know, I'm all for America, you know, putting America first. But let's be honest, bro. Trump should not, like, endorse people, like, anymore. Because every time he does, the person ends up being a fucking sellout or some sort of failure. That's just the facts, bro. People don't want facts, though, bro. People don't want reality. People don't want facts. People want comfortable information that supports their, like, echo chamber shit. You know, like the Israel-Palestine thing. Okay, so I took a picture, by the way. Go on social media. You see all my fucking pictures that I take on the, you know, I'm in the far left Bay Area, wherever I'm at. I'm always taking pictures. You know, I think it's a thing that, it's just an extension to the show. So there was a picture or some graffiti out here in far left Oakland, California. And, you know, it said, stop Israeli war crimes. And it said, fuck Israel, death to Israel. Now, you know, I mean, obviously that was probably someone who aligns with left-wing policies and left-wing ideas and left-wing ideas. But you know, see, this is where we can't, you know, this is where we can't really get so attached to political party narratives. You know, because the reality is all Republicans and all Democrats are part of the one system only. The Juniparty. Some people call it the Uniparty. It's the Juniparty. And, you know, since October 7th, you know, there's been a lack of free thinking. You know, there was people who talked about being free thinkers. You know, this whole term free thinkers came up and, you know, a lot of people were part of it. But when October 7th happened, you know, people started reverting back to the mainstream news. They believed the news. And, you know, it's just been like really fucking crazy for me because I've lost 1,000 followers. I've made it very clear that Israel is not America's biggest ally. And, you know, I mean, there's no foreign country, whether it be China, Mexico, Australia, whatever the fuck, bro. You know, there's no foreign country that is going to look out for the benefit of America. Not Ukraine, not Israel, no foreign country, okay? And the reality is, you know, when we look at the swamp, you know, they talk about the swamp, you know, when we look at the establishment, the elites, the people, the puppet masters, you know, these are the people we're talking about, bro. This is Israel. You know, Dave Smith, who is a libertarian political commentator, he's I would consider him an expert in foreign policy and, you know, understands, you know, a lot of the forever wars that took place, you know, in the Bush-Obama years. You know, I've heard him talk on many different occasions, and I definitely value what he has to say. About, he's also a comedian, I think. You know, he said, you know, Hamas was propped up by Israel. Hamas was propped up by Israel because Israel wanted to take the land of Palestine. So they used Hamas as a way to, you know, justify this whole Palestinian, you know, because when we look at the Palestine thing, right, that, you know, a lot of people are just so, so controlled on the narrative. You know, they think Hamas is Palestine, Palestine is Hamas, and there's no separate, and there's no difference. Well, first of all, you know, you got to understand what people need to understand is Israel is Hamas, and Hamas is Israel. So therefore, you know, the entire narrative, the entire story about October 7th is all false. At least it's false to the what you've been given by mainstream outlets that are Jewish ran. You know, so, you know, I've you know, political shit, politics, you know, surface level shit, you know, transgenderism and, you know, right to bear arms and, you know, freedom of speech. You know, obviously these things are very normal for like someone who's conservative. But, you know, you start fucking talking about fucking Israel and you start fucking saying Hamas is Israel and, you know, you start to lose people because people have been controlled by the mainstream narrative. And it's unfortunate, bro, because that there is a lack of free thinking that's happening on the political right. Now, I try to, like, approach every topic in politics with, you know, just like an open mind, you know what I mean? Like, I always say that if this was in the 60s, if we were in the 60s right now, and, you know, we were, like, expressing ourselves politically, I could probably pass off as a leftist. Due to what leftists were about in the 60s. They were against war. They were for free speech. They were, you know, against, the establishment, you know, they were anti-establishment. These days, you know, Republicans are anti-establishment. Well, not sure. Let me say this. Conservative voters are anti-establishment. And that comes from Trump. You know, the Trump thing and, you know, so it's that's why, like, labels are fucking retarded, bro. They really are. You know what I mean? They really are. They don't do anything. They divide people. And I will say this. For people who are emotional, about their side or their political side, whether you're conservative, liberal, whatever, you will, I will say this, and you know, I say this with a clear understanding of the woke agenda, clear understanding of what liberalism, liberal policy is all about, what it's doing, the destruction that it's doing, how much it goes against Jesus Christ. And I will say this, that, you know, a lot of people on the opposing end of our political views, you're going to find, and this might be hard for some people to understand, this might be hard for people to accept, but the people that are opposing your political views, if you're American, by the way, you know, you're going to see that there's probably a lot you have in common with people. And we're probably more like, you know, we have more things in common than we realize. If you look at liberals and conservatives, you know, and when it all comes down to it, I do believe that normies on the left get sucked into the Ukraine thing and normies on the right get sucked into Israel. At the end of the day, you know, you really just got to look at these things issue by issue, topic by topic. And it's probably like a bad idea for anybody to assign themselves to a certain side. Because when you start doing that, first of all, it's cult-like. You know, like, it's first of all, it's like, it's super cult-like. You know, but, you know, I mean, like, what if Trump says something, or this guy over here says something? And I've already, like, completely made it well aware, like, I'm not, like, into these labels. But, you know, there's going to come a point where you're going to have to, like, you're going to sit there. And if you're, like, unless you're the only people that you should assign yourself to, as far as a label, is your family. You know? Like, that's really the only side you should be picking. Because even with, like, politics and, like, politicians and, you know, all of this shit, politicians lie, bro. Politicians lie. That's their MO. You know, Mike Johnson came into the speakership role as a guy that was, first of all, people really embraced him because Trump told them to. That is the fact. Trump said this is the guy that everybody needs to get behind. So people have this faith and this trust in President Trump. Now, he was absolutely wrong, you know, about Mike Johnson. My initial reaction to Mike Johnson was like, okay, I'm not going to go off what another grown man says, Trump. I'm actually going to do the research on the guy. So I searched up, you know, I just typed in Israel. And I looked through his, you know, his X feed and seeing some of the posts he's made. And of course, he is bought and paid by the Zionist State of Israel. And, you know, things have come out. You know, he's donated lots of money to Israel. So when it comes down to Israel foreign aid, he's not going to think twice. Now, most people on the right are so controlled by the narratives, the political party narrative, that you have to back Israel. Patrick Bet-David, he's one of these guys. He's one of these guys that was like kind of like suspect. 100%. You know, anybody who gets pushed by the YouTube algorithm the way he does, you should really look at these people and be like, yo, why is this person getting pushed like this? You know, there's, you know, a lot of these people on YouTube. Now, YouTube is a fucking dangerous fucking place, bro. It's a dangerous place because you got to understand that if you are conservative, if you are really a free thinker, if you are for American values, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe that you really want actual diversity, not the, you know, this is diversity, no white people, you know, these things are, goes against the Google idea, the Google brand, You know, so when you see people who are pushed through YouTube the way Patrick Bet David is done, you know, I'm not like, I mean, someone who's been doing this for 20 years, you know, I don't get like, I've checked out his show here and there, you know, when he's had certain people on, but I thought the Antonio Brown episode was hilarious, for many different reasons, you know, but I mean, this guy, Patrick Bet David, you know, he's really placed himself into conservative America. You know, he's done a lot of things. He said things pro-Trump and, you know, he's done a lot of things. But last night, there was a video that came out and he was up on Piers Morgan. You know, Piers Morgan, the British guy, you know, he does a show. I don't know where he's at. But anyways, Patrick Bet David was on there and he was talking about Israel funding and Ukraine funding and he was talking about Ukraine funding and he was like, oh yeah, you know, Israel, you know, this and that. And, you know, Ukraine, you know, do you realize how much money we've given them in the last few years? It is not the same as Israel funding. And he was trying to take on the overall Republican Party stance on foreign aid, where, you know, Ukraine funding is some sort of like different thing. And it's like, you know, it's like, oh, that's just the liberals and that's their thing. And we're not like, you know, the Israel funding is actually our ally and we need to, you know, we actually need to give them money. And it's like, you know, that is typical Republican Party establishment talk. If you think that Israel funding is okay, but Ukraine funding is not. Well, first of all, you know, Vladimir Zelensky, you know, the guy from Ukraine, you know, him and Netanyahu, the guy that's Israel, you know, they're like fucking best friends, bro. You know, there's videos that have come out time to time. I saw one this morning and it shows Ukraine, what Ukraine is looking like today. Today, you know, they got this crazy situation. They want to send $95 billion to Ukraine. That's right. Mike Johnson says, I want to send $95 billion. And I looked at this video and people are just in the streets. People are having fun. People are fucking, you know, just like totally like, you know, the Ukraine thing is first of all, like, the as far as money laundering, I mean, this has been going on with Israel for a long time. I mean, you talk about, there's like a timeline since like 1947, you know, where, I mean, they gotten like over $300 billion. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, we talked about it, and I'm actually kind of tired of bringing up the same talking points as far as, you know, them running the media, them running the music business, them running, you know, every aspect of American culture, you know, but they're no different. There's no different, you know. Republicans will sit there because they're bought and paid by Israel, and they'll try to act like Israel is like, or they'll try to act like Ukraine is some different fucking situation. No, at the end of the day, taxpayers are fucking getting their money fucking wiped out and they're getting sent out there. First of all, Ukraine has been the typical left wing, I'm going to beg you for money strategy. That's how Ukraine is done. You know, I mean, this fucking guy Zelensky came to the fucking, you know, he came to the fucking the Senate floor or Congress, you know, out there in the Capitol or whatever. And, you know, he was begging people for money. He was begging people for money. You know, Israel has never, like, I've never seen, like, Netanyahu, like, beg Biden for money. So it's like, it's, you know, back to the whole Israel thing. Like, what's the whole fucking deal here, bro? Like, what is the reason why we're giving Israel money? Like, $28 billion. They want to give $28 billion this week. Saturday, they'll vote on it. And they are going to pass it. You know, they have never said since October 7th, oh, we need some money. We need money. What this is Americans, American politicians, United States Republicans, and United States Democrats have, when, you know, they need to virtue signal, bro. They passed a, I mean, they're, you know, they're doing a lot of virtue signaling right now, bro. You know, they passed like a, I guess like they did a, like a virtue signal. They wanted to condemn Iran for attacking Israel. And You know, it's wild that I'm so, like, deep into these, like, foreign policies and, you know, these foreign affairs that are happening because, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, I was just not trying to get vaccinated and not wear a mask. And here I am. But, you know, I mean, but this is the result of me actually kind of like looking at a lot of different angles and a lot of different voices and seeing what people are talking about. And I think that's the greatest thing about the internet in 2024 is it allows people to have independent journalists and citizen journalists and, you know, and for us to see this in real time. See, because in the 60s, you know, there was only one way to get information. It was through the mainstream media. It was like the three big networks. You know, CBS, ABC, Fox, whatever, or CBS, ABC, what was it, NBC, CBS, ABC, you know, and then, you know, Fox wasn't until later. But, you know, I mean, this is a great time to be able to see this shit, and, you know, it's just wild, bro. So, yeah, I mean, they want to send $95 billion to Ukraine, and it's all part of a huge money laundering operation. You know, the Republicans and the Democrats are on the same side, bro. That's what people need to understand. You know, people need to understand that, you know, that they're all on the same side. And the American, the American citizen is fucking, it's horrible. And depending on what state you live in, I mean, yeah, you know, so, I mean, I definitely think, like, there's other things that are going on in the world, in America. You know, Trump right now is getting targeted. You know, Stephen A. Smith, who is a sports pundit, you know, says, you know, liberals are scared to, you know, go against Trump. That's why they're you know, doing all this fucking trials against him and shit like that. And, you know, New York is like, I mean, it's far left, bro. You know, I mean, that's the biggest city in America. You know, it's liberalism. You know, when you look at all these cities, they're all doomed. Yeah, they're all doomed, bro. Unless they start adopting some conservative policies. Now, if they start adopting some conservative policies, they'll save themselves. But, you know, I mean, I've seen videos this morning of San Francisco, and it's horrible, bro. Every city, every major city that is run by Democrats and liberals, they're doomed. No, I mean, a lot of people like to, have these conversations, and, you know, I mean, but they're doomed, bro. Like, you look at woke, you know, all things woke turn to shit. Like, that's true. That's a factual statement. You look at anything across the board, you look at any country, you look at any county, any city, any organization. All things woke turn to shit. If something starts bending their knee on the value system that was originally in play, all things woke turn to shit. See, you know, it's always funny too, you know, black people will say, that's not what woke means. And it's like, it doesn't matter. it doesn't matter what it means or what it doesn't mean. You know what I mean when I say it. Anyone that has bent their knee to the liberal agenda. See, I, like, woke is just a word. Like, it's there's no emotion. And, oh, whoa, you know, I mean, these people over here created it. And, you know, it, all things woke turn to shit, bro. You look at any organization. And he said, bro, like, all these fucking cities that are fucking doing all this crazy woke shit, you know, it's an ugly future ahead. That's why it's best to not worry about elections. It's best not to worry about politicians because these things are selected. These things are going to happen either way. They are. You know, people, I mean, they're going to happen and, you know, this person will get selected in and this person, you know, that's what Mike Johnson got selected, bro. He was selected. When you look at his whole situation. It don't matter the voters. Oh, voters were like, yo, you know, because that was one of the things that a lot of people were saying. You know, a lot of people did like minimal like research on Mike Johnson, and they saw that he was like I think like in a few conversations he said he was like not for Ukraine funding. But now he's like over here like being the guy that wants to send $95 billion. You know, and they're all fucking controlled. They're all bought. They're all paid. They're all controlled. And really, I think the best advice I could give anybody when we talk about the future of America, the future of society, the future of is you need to be your own president. Okay? Now, I'm going to keep talking about this because, you know, because people would hit me every now and then. They say, why do you talk about it if you don't, if you, you know? Because I think the conversation must continue. I think the conversation needs to be had as far as what is happening in the world. You know, there might be another Donald Trump out there where he's like super anti-establishment, willing to fucking fund his own shit. But unfortunately, it's not happening anytime soon. I don't see any politicians. Look, there's no... When we look at Mike Johnson, okay, so they want to get Mike Johnson out. You know, Republicans, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey, you know, they want to get him out. But the reality is there's not one person in Washington, D.C. that's a senator, congressman, whatever, that will be what conservative voters want them to be. All of them are bought and paid. All of them are fucking compromised. All of them will bend their knee if it's there's not one politician. I don't care, bro. That's why, like, when I see these grifters, these political influencers that talk about wanting to be politicians, you don't realize what you're getting into. It's a lose-lose situation to be a politician in America. It's a lose-lose. You don't realize. See, people have these pipe dreams like, oh, I'm going to be able to put change. And even in like the local level, I think it's very important that people look at these things at the local level. You know, I think city councils and your local congressmen, and you know, I think those things are very important. But even at the local level, it's corrupt. The whole fucking situation is corrupt. So really what it comes down to is you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of yourself. You need to drink water. You need to make sure you get your addictions in check, if you have any. Fortunately for me, the only addiction I have is like coffee. You know, might give me a migraine here and there. But, you know, and you gotta take care of your family. Be your own president, be your own senator, be your own congressman, be your own leader in your family. And that's all it is to it, bro. If you gotta move out the fucking country, you know what you gotta do. So that's what it is, bro. The Sly Show, season 20, episode 65. That's good stuff. Yeah. I think they did better today. You know, yesterday it was a bad batch of coffee, you know. It's a bad batch of coffee yesterday. But, you know, we doing better. It's a beautiful day out here in the far left Bay Area, by the way. You know, the sun's out. You know, there was I think something happened in Iran, and there was like some sort of like, I didn't look too much into it, but there was like some sort of like crazy storm, and you know, they were saying that, you know, the government was able to cloud seed a certain area. Yeah, 100%. You know, that's a conspiracy though, bro. You know, that's you know what? You're just getting into too many. The government controlling the weather? What the fuck are you talking about? Are you saying that the government will control the weather? Weather modification? They've already admitted it on many different occasions, by the way. Yeah, there's a famous, the local Fox affiliate, KTVU, here in Oakland, California. You know, they've already admitted it, bro. They've already admitted it years ago. You know, the government's fucking evil, bro. That's why it's very good for American citizens to be able to separate government and the country. Should be proud of where you live. You should take pride in where you live. But, you know, you should call out these government officials, bro. That's why, like, I really don't give a fuck about right, left. It's only, there is no right, there is no left. It's just up and down. Where you at? How's your money situation? Do you have money? Do you have money for groceries? Do you have, you know, these people who get into these, you know, these fucking conversations with, like, these fucking people that they idolize. I don't want people to idolize me the way they do Elon Musk and Andrew Tate and fucking Trump. I don't want that shit. I want people just to fuck, you know, I want people to rely on me for information, but I really don't give a fuck about all that fucking groupie bullshit. I don't give a fuck. Bro, especially if you're a man. Like, if you're a man, if you're a grown man, you listen to the slideshow, you watch the slide. Bro, fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that shit. There's a bishop. His name is Mari Emanuel, I think. I forget. It, like, Australia, I think he does this thing. And I've seen him on, you know, he does a lot of these videos. And, you know, he's a Christian. You know, and he believes in Christ and all that. Anyway, so he was in Australia, and I think some Muslim guy, like, attacked him and, you know, wanted to stab him. And Andrew Tate, who I don't disagree with everything he says. You know, I think there's a lot of things that I do agree with Andrew Tate as far as the masculinity. You know, I think Andrew Tate is... Again, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are normies, and, you know, a lot of people don't really understand a lot of things and things, you know, that's the whole thing with normieism is, you know, you just go along with what the next person says and you don't really do no research, you know. But Andrew Tate said, you know, Christians are angered that this has happened, and it's the first time in a long time that they've been angered. And you know, certain people who are Christians took this personal, and they said Andrew Tate is a Muslim and he's disrespecting us and this and that. And I don't think he is. I don't think he is. You know, I mean, you know, I heard what he said. I heard the statement that he said, and you know, yeah. I mean, this is things that we've talked about on this show. When we look at Christianity from, you know, as a whole, I mean, it's an ugly situation. You know, I've been very vocal about it. Lukewarm churches, you know, a lot of these churches claim to be Christian, but they're, you know, promoting LGBTQ. You know, they got rainbow flags. They got Black Lives Matter. Now, first of all, you know, Jesus Christ believed all lives matter. You know, I just want that to be well aware. You know, one race wasn't superior to the next. You know, so what a lot of these woke churches do is they take on this liberal left-wing ideology and they've, you know, do that. And, you know, I mean, I think the woke churches are definitely a big problem in America. You know, if they're talking about Jesus Christ, and if they're not, then it's just a cult. That's one aspect of Christianity that I feel like has gotten very weak. The other aspect was, you know, is the lukewarm church. You know, they're not really woke. They don't like, they don't talk about LGBTQ stuff, but they refuse to bring up topics that are, could offend people. Now, Jesus Christ was very offensive. That's right. Truth is offensive. Ultimate truth is very offensive. And this is, once again, another thing that we've talked about a lot, about lukewarm churches. You know, most of the churches, majority of the churches in America, Catholics, Christians, whatever, if they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, a lot of them are lukewarm. Why are they lukewarm? Because if they offend people, then people leave. If people leave, they don't have money to fund their situation. There was churches that, you know, for whatever reason, they felt the need to push the vaccine. They was pushing science over Christ. There was churches that said, you know, you got to wear a mask in here. You know, I mean, the Jews hate Christians. They do. I mean, you look at every active agenda that Christians oppose, whether it be LGBTQ, whether it be the music business, whether it be the movie business, whether it be whatever the fuck agenda that Christians and conservatives oppose, these are the Jews that are running these agendas. This is a fact that some aren't willing to accept. It actually, for you to not call the Jews out on these things is actually a weak stance. And this is kind of like what Andrew Tate has really expressed in his statement, saying that, you know, Christians should get angry. Super Bowl, they had the Super Bowl, everybody watched it, right? Taylor Swift, there was a commercial, and it was the, you know, that promotes Jesus Christ. And, you know, they had a bunch of people on there that were kind of, this was very political. Now, who funded those commercials? It was a Jewish company. It was a Jewish guy, and it was, this is what we're talking about, bro. You need to be unapologetically stand with your value, stand with your faith, stand with your beliefs, stand with what's in Scripture. Most Christian pastors don't want to do that because they're too worried about that vacation they want to take. They're too worried about everything that might be kind of up in the air if they do that. If they talk about same-sex marriage, if they talk about transgenderism, if they talk about, what else are they afraid to talk about? Oh, you guys remember June in, 2023? There was this thing called Roe v. Wade, you know, it passed, and, you know, the Christians fought 30 years to talk about it, and then when it passed, and then everybody was so excited to go to church because Roe v. Wade passed, and they should have talked about it. And they did not talk about it. Yeah. It's wild the way society has conditioned people to being little sheep and controlled, you know? And once again, you know, I mean, really, the it all goes back to the preacher, the pastor, the bishop, the... you know, if you get unapologetic, you know, with these issues, and, you know, you get into, you know, conversations, and, you know, when it comes up, if you're shying away from talking about abortion, if you're shying away from talking about same-sex marriage, if you're shying away from talking about transgenderism, then the people who attend your church are going to just assume that it's not a big deal. And that is what has been done. I mean, you got Jewish leaders, such as that guy that's from the Daily Wire, Robert Klavan or whatever. And, you know, Candace Owens did a fresh interview with someone just last night. And he says, you know, anybody who says Christ is king is anti-Semitic. And then, you know, when people, you know, what are you doing, bro? Like, these politically correct Christians, like, what are you doing? I'll tell you what they're doing is they're worried about the far left Gaza Palestine protester. You know, they're worried. That's what they're worried about. That great. I think you're doing a really good job in being triggered off that. Slideshow season 20, episode 65. How's everybody doing out there? I just want to say it's a beautiful day out here. It is great to do this shit, man. BitChute has done well. BitChute has been very good to the slideshow. You know, 40, I think it's like 40,000 views in the last 12 months. We've been on BitChute for 12 months. And, you know, there's a big censorship issue right now in America. You know, the NPR CEO, the brand new National Public Radio CEO, says, we need to regulate the First Amendment. you know, left-wing liberals, you know, it's not just liberals, by the way, it's not just liberals, because there are a lot of Republicans that want to, they want to pass anti-Semitic speech laws, meaning if you say things that are deemed anti-Semitic, you will be criminalized. If we have a speech problem in America. And when I look at all of the platforms that I choose to put my show on, Rumble, I don't know if we're getting throttled, you know, possibly, I don't know. BitChute is definitely, you know, it's been good. You know, it's not about politics either. You know, I mean, a lot of people look at these things from a political scope, like, oh, yeah, this is like the right-wing people over here. Nah, I don't give a fuck, bro. You know, I could be talking about fucking, like, freeways and shit. And if I talk about speech that people hate, speech is speech. BitChute has been good. I think we got, like, 88 subscribers over there. I appreciate everybody that fucks with the slideshow over there. You know, and it's just it's a great avenue for us to outlet to post our show to. I don't care about what people think about me. I've been doing this for 20 years. It's always been like this. No matter what I'm talking about, it is my perspective. It's my point of view. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. Unfortunately, you know, YouTube is a fucking it's just like the most, one of the worst things that exists in the internet space. Timcast, popular, extremely popular, you know, news media, political guy, you know, says a bunch of crazy things on Twitter all the time, and I always get a kick out of it. You know, this guy, you know, got a couple episodes, like, removed from, you know, the, you got some episodes removed, like 3 years old from YouTube. And, you know, for some reason, like, this is a shock to him because, you know, he self-censors himself. He pays attention to the people he brings on, you know, and, you know, it should be no shock to him, Timcast. Because the reality is the message, the overall message Timcast has, the overall message that conservative media people have, the overall message as far as vaccines, masks, the establishment opposing these people does not fit with the YouTube terms of service. YouTube, the last time, okay, I've had multiple YouTube accounts since our initial ban, like a couple years ago, and they banned me because I made a video and I talked about my last ban was, you know, you could always create new accounts, by the way. You know, it just gets annoying after a while, you know, you're doing this thing. You know, but they banned me because I did a clip. I posted a clip where I was talking about the white erasure in America, you know, also known as the theory, the white replacement theory. You know, and which is Jewish, you know, it's all Jewish. It's all Jewish rant, by the way. You know, they banned me off that shit. They said, oh, this is hate speech. Hate speech, huh? Wow. You wouldn't say. You know? So, you know, it is, it's not surprising. Well, yeah, BitChute has been good. Shout out to everybody on BitChute. You know, it's actual. See, back to the free speech thing. You know, when we look at, okay, when people think of free speech, they think of Gab, they think of Telegram, they think of BitChute. In order for you to be free speech, you need to have speech that is very offensive. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that. Twitter or X, Elon Musk, nah, he ain't running no free speech outlet. Nope. Sure isn't. I mean, you know, there needs to be very offensive speech. That's why, like, people don't actually want free speech. They just want speech that, you know, they want comfortable speech. They want speech that allows them to be in just a little bit of a space where they are, like, allowed to say certain things, but they don't want actual free speech. First Amendment, very important. That's why it's alarming when the NPR CEO, you know, says, oh, we need to regulate the speech. What the fuck are you talking about? There is no regulation of speech. And, you know, I mean, years ago, like, I talked about the internet. You know, the internet used to be fun. You know, when we was on the internet in 97, 98, that's kind of like when I started getting ideas to do internet radio. And, you know, I mean, I was just like, bro, I was like, we were fucking with Napster. We were fucking with WinMX, chat rooms. I don't even think they got that type of shit no more, bro. All this fucking new shit, you know, all this fucking, like, Twitter and these Facebooks and Instagrams is like chat rooms. We used to have a chat room. With SlideShow? Yeah, we used to have a chat room on the website. Yeah, it was years ago. You know, I used to do a live show for 5 hours every fucking day. You think this hour is fucking crazy? Wait, I used to do 5 hours, bro. And it's kind of the same idea now. You know, same idea now. All right, our video is getting all fucked up here. SlideShow, season 20, episode 65. You guys have a God bless day. I'll check you guys on the next one.